Thanks and welcome everyone back to The Good Stuff, trying to lighten your day here a little bit. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Kim, what about Tri-State Livestock News?
Tri-State Livestock News, actually, Mike, is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf, producing regions in the world. This area is home for many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. You can get it coming to your door immediately. Just go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
And a reminder, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to come spend some time here in north central Nebraska. Well, the Nebraska Star Party is going on right now, and they're going to be boating at Merritt Reservoir and taking trips down Niobrara River. Maybe some golf at the Prairie Club or Frederick Peak Golf Club. One of those two spots will be open for them. So check that out at NebraskaStarParty.org. Over 400 people coming from around the world for that's just one of the events here in the Valentine area. Well, only in Louisiana. You have to love this lawyer. Everyone who has ever bought a house will enjoy this, I think. A New Orleans lawyer sought an FHA loan for a client who had lost his house back in Hurricane Katrina and then wanted to rebuild. He was told the loan would be granted if he could prove satisfactorily that the title of the parcel of the property was being used as collateral. The title of the property dated back to 1803, which took the lawyer 3 months to track down. After sending the information to the FHA, he received the following reply, the actual letter, quote, "Upon review of your letter adjoining your client's loan application, we note that the request is supported by the abstract of title. While we compliment the able manner in which you have prepared and presented the application, we must point out that you have only cleared title to that proposed collateral property back to 1803. Before final approval can be accorded, it will be necessary to clear the title to its origin." Annoyed, the lawyer responded as follows. Actual letter. Your letter regarding the title in case 189156 has been received. I note that you wish to have title extended further than the 194 years covered by the present application. I was unaware that any educated person in this country, particularly those working in the property area, would not know that Louisiana was purchased by the U.S. from France in 1803. The year of origin identified in our application, for the edification of the uninformed FHA bureaucrats, the title to the land prior to the U.S. ownership was obtained from France, which had acquired it by right of conquest from Spain. The land came into the possession of Spain by right of discovery made in the year of 1492 by a sea captain named Christopher Columbus, who had been granted the privilege of seeking a new route to India by the Spanish monarch Isabella. The good Queen Isabella, being a pious woman and almost as careful about titles as the FHA, took the precaution of securing the blessing of the Pope before she sold her jewels to finance Columbus's expedition. Now, the Pope, as I sure you may know, is the emissary of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God, it is commonly accepted, created this world. Therefore, I believe it is safe to presume that God also made that part of the world called Louisiana. God, therefore, would be the owner of origin, and his origins date back to before the beginning of time, the world as we know it, and FHA. I hope you find God's original claim to be satisfactory. Now, may we have our darn loan. He got the loan. Bureaucracies, I guess.
I guess so. C.S. Lewis said, "Children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. In the end, the legacy that matters won't be what you build in the world. It will be who you raised, and rather they feel safe, seen, and loved in your presence." Again, C.S. Lewis. I don't do drugs anymore because I find I get the same effect just standing up really fast. That's taking it in a whole different level.
That is.
Sign in a Chinese pet store. Buy one dog, get one flea.
One flea per dog, I guess.
What a bargain. And I have my own little world. But it's okay. They know me here.
She's the town everything, I guess.
Yes.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we ask you, please send that to kimhburge@gmail.com and include the author if you know it, or if it's an original, we'd like to give credit where credit is due on those. Again, it's kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to great radio stations like the one you're tuned into right now for more of The Good Stuff.